Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist. He joins us every Friday morning for Backyard Almanac. Hello, Larry. How are you?
Terrific. Good morning. Yeah, it's been quite a month so far. After having April that, according to the Weather Service, was the fifth coldest April on record, we are off to a start in the first third of May of being above normal temperature. And, of course, we cannot forget a day like a May 7 where the temperatures got well into the 80s. It was a remarkable day. At my house, it was 35 degrees at 6 o'clock in the morning. By 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it was 87. Now, to jump 52 degrees in one day like that is not very common in this part of the country. It is in the drier parts of the country, but not in this part of the country. So pretty amazing. Also, if that seemed like a quirk that had never happened before, just look back 2 years ago. In May 6 of 2016, we had 92 degrees, and that temperature was the hottest for the entire summer. June, July, August, it was the highest of all of them. So we'll see if that's going to happen again. Now, I noticed in the forecast we're in for some more heat again, but we did cool off very rapidly. And after the warm day on Monday, we dropped into the 40s again with the east wind and so forth, and rain and stuff like that. That rain, according to the Weather Service, that rain was only about a third of an inch, but it was a well-used rain, and it was rain that many of us were looking forward to. It was a nice, steady rain and not one that gave floods and runoff or anything like that. So I was really glad to see that. Plenty going on. It is an amazing time of year. The days continue to get longer. By the end of this week, or almost the middle of this next week, we will be at 15 hours of light. That is, the sunrise now is well before 6 o'clock, and sunset is about 8:30. You may have noticed the moon. We are in a waning crescent phase right now, heading to the new moon. This time of May is a time of WW, and that is wildflowers and warblers, and I have seen many in recent days. Yesterday, in a nice walk at Jay Cook State Park, I noticed about 10 kinds of wildflowers in bloom: hepatica, spring beauty, marsh marigold, bloodroot, white violet, purple violet, wild ginger, wood anemone, bellwort, Dutchman breeches, all blooming. Many of these, more than half of them, were not blooming just a few days before that. So it really rapidly takes off. What happens, these spring wildflowers, often called spring ephemerals, have to take advantage of the sunlight when they can before the leaves come out on the trees above them, and they very rapidly grow their leaves and flowers. Amongst them was a great growth of fiddleheads. Fiddleheads are the new growth of a fern leaf, and a fern leaf is called a frond. It's the new growth of it, and it unrolls like the scroll of a fiddle or a violin, and that's why it's called that. And there's quite a variety out there in the woods as well, and they don't last too long. They unroll rather rapidly. I was surprised at how tall some of the fiddleheads were ready yesterday. So when you're not looking on the ground, then you start looking into the trees. And in the trees, we have been having buds coming out, leaves coming out quite a lot lately. Probably the most obvious in our area is the quaking aspen. Certainly not the only one, but probably the most obvious. Many others will not open their leaves for perhaps another 2 weeks, but we're getting plenty of unfolding right now. We're also going to get, I haven't seen it yet, but in the next few days, we are going to start to get the blossoming flowers starting to show up. Wild plum is almost always the first one to have that, and there's wild plum, there's juneberry, also called serviceberry, and then there is some cherries, pin cherry in particular. So we'll be on the lookout for blossoms on the trees. Now, when you're looking among the trees, you'll also see some small birds flitting around. Those are the warblers, and warblers just take over the migration as we get further into May. As of this morning, I have seen 8 kinds of warblers. We have 26 kinds. They're kind of challenging to see those. We have 26 kinds that show up in our area. Many stay to nest, but many continue to go further north. And I try to see all 26 every year. So far, I have seen 8. And yes, it's worth it to get out there and take a look, but please, it's good to have binoculars and it's good to have patience. Other birds of note, I was out walking and I heard a bird song and sure enough took a look and there was the rose-breasted grosbeak had just returned from migration. I saw kingfisher, saw swallows, I saw blue-headed vireo, the first vireo of the season. I saw that yesterday. And then the day before yesterday, I had a chance to visit an osprey nest, and yes, the pair of osprey were present. The nest was not made new, of course, it was left over from the past. Maybe the most noticeable sign of the season is what we hear with the frogs. The frogs have just taken over. Oh, amazing how fast. Often they will do their calling already in April. This year they didn't start until about the 1st of May, but boy, did they take off when they are calling. The 3 kinds that do most of the calling are tiny chorus frogs, spring peepers, and then the wood frog, a little bit bigger. But they were joined this week by the leopard frog and the first calls of the gray tree frog. And when they are calling in the waters, they're also mating and laying their eggs. The eggs are in kind of a jelly mass, and they will be hatching very soon into tiny tadpoles. I had a really interesting sighting this week during our warm day on May 7. I went down to the nearby lake, and there out on a log, I counted no less than 70 painted turtles sitting on the log basking. This is the time of year they will bask in large numbers like that because the water is still quite cold. It was interesting to note that was May 7. 1 week before that, that lake, the same lake, was still covered with ice. So, yeah, things are happening, Chris. You know, there's an old saying in nature watching, if you want an interesting walk, take the same walk you took yesterday and do so again tomorrow. And, boy, you see it this time of year. Okay, have a great one.
Thank you, Larry. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist. He joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac.